We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Jansen knows a thing or two about the Michigan-Michigan State rivalry. He is, of course, a former All-American from the University of Michigan, the Big Ten's Offensive Lineman of the Year back in 1998. He works for us. He works for the Michigan Football Network. He works for SiriusXM. He does it all. He's the king of all media. John Jansen here on 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, John.
Good morning, fellas. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing good. Yeah, were we out shoveling already?
Oh, come on now. We all love winter. It's why we live in the beautiful Great Lakes state.
Oh, my God. You sound like Bo.
You actually sound a little bit like Jesse Ventura there, actually. I thought you dropped a little Jesse in.
Been hanging out with Karsh too much.
All right. As you know, we get the pleasure each week of talking to Harbaugh, and as do you. And sometimes we don't talk to him. We talk to players. And over the last couple of years, Stoney has taken to asking players, who do you hate more, Ohio State or Michigan State? For Michigan players, obviously.
Yes.
And more of them. Last year we talked to Rashawn Gary and Devin Bush, and they said they hated Michigan State more than Ohio State. And we put that to Skrepinek, and he was like, it was almost like we told him like the earth was flat.
He was so
angry at that notion. Where do you stand on this question?
Ohio State will always be the biggest game of the year, and it will be the biggest rivalry. Now, having said that, the Michigan State rivalry is a close second, especially for a guy that grew up in the state of Michigan. I understand what it's like, and I live here now, so it's one that I've got to live with on a daily basis. But you know, because neighbors are Spartans and you know the not good ones, and I say that jokingly,
yeah.
But you know, the thing about the Ohio State game is it's not just within the borders of the state of Michigan. It is a national rivalry, and it's one that you know is more visible by you know the world. So it's one to try and separate these two is real hard. But because Ohio State is the last game of the year, because the Big Ten championship rides on that game so many years, because now college football playoff implications ride on that game, it's going to be a bigger game simply by the fact that it's the last game of the year.
I think on the field, what the players and I've noticed over the years that have said, yeah, the Ohio State game is probably a bigger rivalry. But on the field, the Michigan State game to Michigan has been nastier. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, there's some nasty stuff that happens out there. But, I mean, let's not forget that this is the game of football. And I know we live in a day and age where you can't, you know, if you on top of a quarterback, that's a penalty. Never thought I would see that. But when you think about this game and the stuff that goes on, it's not like it doesn't go on in other games. You know, at the bottom of a pile, there may be a little bit of twisting of a face mask, or there might be some grabbing and poking and, you know, different things that happen. But it happens more often in this game, but it happens in every football game.
We're talking to John Jansen, the former Michigan All-American. You can hear him, of course, before the game on Sunday, or on Saturday, I should say, with Doug Karsh, and on SiriusXM as well as occasionally here on 97.1 The Ticket. So we were kind of going through in our head the games you participated in as a member of the Michigan Wolverines, and you were there for the Woodson interception, obviously, which is one of the single greatest plays I've ever seen. But I don't remember too much kind of funkiness in the 4 years you were there. It was pretty straightforward, wasn't it?
It was, you know, Tony Banks in 95, we were in East Lansing. That was my first, trip there as a guy that was playing. And, I don't remember the particulars. I know that, he threw a pass, on the very, what was it, last, you know, maybe minute of the game.
Was that Nigeria Carter?
Yep.
Yes, it was. Yes. And so it was, but there were no shenanigans in that game. And, in 97, I guess the only shenanigans that I remember were, remember the defensive end, Demetrius Underwood, better known for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
And the draft that he had. It was, we were matched up head to head, and it was the final drive of the first half. Remember when Chris Howard broke free and almost fumbled it because he was tackled behind by the middle linebacker? And I'm doing a terrible job of remembering names right now, but we were inside the 10-yard line. I believe it was either second or third down. I drove him and very gently put him on top of a pile, and he didn't like that. So he hit me in the face mask. We got a first down. It was a personal foul. I think he ended up getting ejected from the game, and that gave us a first down inside the 5-yard line. We went in and scored, and that was a turning point in that game. And obviously the interception by Charles in that game as well was probably one of the biggest plays in Michigan history, and let alone this rivalry. And that was probably the only shenanigans. But I remember playing against Robert Smith, obviously Demetrius Underwood, and just some great battles up front there.
Jamie mentioned, and you've reflected on the Woodson play. Obviously, I don't think they had the Jumbotron up in Michigan. Actually, it was in East Lansing there. Did you realize live how good that play was, or did you have to wait till you saw the highlights of the film?
Well, I did see it. I was standing down. Our offensive line bench used to be on the right side, as you look out towards the field. So as I looked down the sideline, I had a great view. And it's one of those moments where it's like you are there every second of the day. You could see it. I can see it in my mind's eye live every time I look at it. And so I get a chance to replay it from an angle that that only I had from my perspective. And it was, I still can't believe that he got, first of all, that he caught the ball, and second, that he got his foot in bounds. And then when you see the replay, it just adds to the memory and all of the detail. But I knew at the moment that it was a spectacular play, and the sidelines erupted. Anybody that saw it knew that it wasn't a surprise to us. And if that doesn't make sense, I understand it to people that didn't see Charles on a daily basis and the plays that he would make at practice or the things that he would do that nobody else got a chance to see. And he was just that type of player where, standing still at practice, all of a sudden something would happen and he would do something amazing. And you'd be like, nah, that's just Charles being Charles. So we were a little desensitized to how good of an athlete and the plays that he could make.
John Jansen with us here on 97.1 The Ticket. So obviously, John, you mentioned you live here, you cover the teams, you know what's going on. What's your take on this game? Obviously, with Mark D'Antonio appearing to maybe be winding it down, Michigan State season is in the toilet. Michigan's been playing great football. If you're a Michigan Wolverine, are you on high alert for this game? It sure sounded like Jim Harbaugh was when we talked to him on Monday.
Well, you're always on high alert for this game because we know how good of a coach Mark D'Antonio is in big games, and it doesn't matter what records are going into this game. Both teams could be undefeated. Both teams could have no wins at all. This is going to be a great football game, and Coach D'Antonio does a terrific job of preparing his players and motivating them for this game. So, yeah, it's every Wolverine is going to be on high alert. And I think Michigan is playing good right now, not necessarily great. And we're coming off a bye week where we were against Penn State, against Notre Dame, against Maryland. Yeah, I think that was good football. Hopefully these last three games we do play great football, because that's what it's going to take to beat Michigan State, to beat Tom Allen in Indiana down in Bloomington, and then obviously to take on the Buckeyes at the end of the year.
Running the football, your specialty, the offensive line of Michigan has gotten better, but their defense, I think they break down more in the secondary, which is not exactly Michigan's strength passing the ball. Will the Wolverines be able to run the ball against Michigan State's front, which historically in this series, whoever runs the ball the best wins the game?
Yeah, the style of football is a little bit different now. The game, the college football game is a little bit different, but the principles will always remain the same. If you dominate the line of scrimmage, you're going to win this football game. It's the most physical game these guys are going to play in up until that last game of the year. And if if Michigan can find a way, and I think when you look at the loss of Joe Bocci for Michigan State, I don't think that that could be understated at all. They last week, when they're up 31-10 in the fourth quarter, and they give up 27 points at home, I think that's where you really saw a loss of leadership and a loss of a guy that meant so much to that defense. And Michigan has to find a way to put Michigan State in those positions where, you know, they don't necessarily know what to do. And that's up to Josh Gattis to create that conflict that we talked about at the beginning of the year, of putting Michigan State in conflict with, do we try and defend the run? Do we send an extra guy in the secondary so that we can defend the pass? When you get that happening, then, yeah, I think Michigan will be able to run the football. But yards are going to be hard to gain early on in this football game because it's going to be an absolute slugfest. And the name of this game, Backyard Brawl, if there's anybody that's ever been, you know, hey, you get that after-school fight in the play yard at school, that's exactly what this is. It is a drop-down, drag-out, you know, knuckle-busting sort of game, and that's the way it always starts, and whoever finds a way to get that yardage on the ground is going to be the team that wins. That will still hold true, just even though the college game has changed.
John, great talking to you. Thanks for getting up early and chatting with us. Enjoy Saturday. I know you will.
Oh, it'll be a great day, and hopefully we get a little bit more snow. I think Michigan plays better when the weather is detrimental, so maybe we'll pray for some more snow.
There it is, just like Harsh. All right, John, talk to you soon. Thanks, man.
Thanks, John.
Take care.
There he is, John Jansen, joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.